Good morning. Today's Daf in the Dharma Ayin Test. We are 9 Ches Amud Beis. We're going to be starting with the words Amar Rabbi Chanina. Right, I stopped a little bit early yesterday, not because of time, but just simply because this is the beginning of a sugya. And this sugya will take us to the end of the 10th Perek, penultimate Perek of the Masechta. And Im Yirtzeh Hashem, later this morning, we're going to be starting the final Perek of the Masechta, number 11. Husband hears a neder of his wife. So as we've now gone over numerous times, in other words, this has been the topic here in the 10th Perek, and the husband has one of two options. Either he could be Mekayim or he could be Mefer. Sustain the neder or cancel, revoke the neder. So those are both within his purview, within his right to do. Torah is clear about it. Parshas Matos. We've gone over the Psukim already also at length over here in this Perek. And so we're going to have a very detailed discussion this morning at the beginning of today's daf, first half of today's daf. And that is various forms of shtika. Okay, how many different ways can a husband be shosek? It's a funny question. In other words, a husband's quiet, and that could be interpreted one way, two ways, three ways. How about four ways? Okay, so there's going to be a fourth possibility. So let's just quickly outside go over the various interpretations of what a shtika could mean, and see the shita Rabbi Chanin over the course of this morning, first half of today's daf. So we're going to be going over a novel understanding of Rabbi Chanina in terms of a form of shtika, whether or not that is going to be an unusual form of shtika. And of the first half of today's daf, all we're going to do is litigate whether he's correct, he's not correct. And spoiler, he's not correct, meaning he's not correct, Chalila. In other words, the Gemara does not accept his position. Okay, Tiyufta, his position is refuted. But in the meantime, however, let's just go over some basics. So again, what the husband could do upon hearing about the neder of his wife is that, number one, he could be Mefer. He could just simply say, that's it. I cancel the neder. And he could do so immediately. And he's given one day to do so. Alternatively, it could be Mekayim. He could simply say, neder sustained. And at that point in time, he's Mekayim, so that's it. And as we have already discussed before, and we get to say it again in today's daf, and that is that once you vote, you can't go ahead and have a revote. Right? Now, what you can do, as we already discussed earlier, is that you could be Shoel. You could ask a Sheila on your... Now, remember we said earlier in the parak, you can ask a shale on your kiyum, you can't ask a shale on your afara. Once you're made for the neder, that's it. The neder's gone. You've obliterated the neder. So now what you can't do is you can't recant on your afara and allow the neder to resuscitate, to experience tchias amesim. On the other hand, if you are mekayim the neder, so what you can do is you can be shoal on the kiyum, and you can go to a chacham, and you can revoke your kiyum, which then would give you the opportunity after that point in time to be made for the neder. But okay, but that's already, that's already too detailed. As we're going to see, we're going to get into a lot of details today, so I don't know if it's too detailed. Anyway, good. So you could be Mekayim, you could be Mefer. Now, you could also be Shosek, which means that you don't respond. But that lack of response means what? Okay, so it can mean a number of things. Number one, you could be Shosek, Amanas Lekayim. In other words, your silence could be acquiescence, meaning throughout halacha, we see the principle of shika kahoda. So over here, when you are quiet, your quiet can be interpreted as acquiescence. Sorry, not interpreted. It could be meant as acquiescence. In other words, your shtika was just simply like a simple approval. Now, it would be better, by the way, for communication purposes if you articulate that, but it could be that your shtika is meant as simply a kiyum. That's one possibility. The other possibility of shtika is that what you're going to do is that you're reserving, meaning that you know you have it within a day to either be Mekayim or to be Mayfair. And so what Yeshika is basically doing is that I'm going to wait until my time runs out. And then when my time runs out, so then I'm going to be Mekayim. And so fine. So that's a Shtika. It is Amanas Lekayim, but only at the end of the, only at the end of the day. Okay. And the Ron notes a couple times in today's daf that the Gemara is going to be a little bit confusing because the Gemara is going to say shtik amanas lekayim, even though one meant immediately and the other one meant only at the end of the day. And then there can be shtikastam. In other words, you were quiet because you had no particular thought. In other words, you didn't think you were going to be mekayim. You didn't think you were going to be mekayim at the end of the day. In other words, you heard the neder. Okay, you heard it. But in other words, right now you don't have an opinion one way or another about it. Okay, so far what I presented is shtika could be interpreted in one of three ways. It could either be lekayim immediately, it could be lekayim after lachar zman, or it could be just simply, I have I have no thought. No thought whatsoever. And obviously, even with no thought, by the way, comes the end of the day, and that's it. And the neder now sustained. Okay. So that is three possibilities of shtika, and now let's entertain maybe even a fourth. Okay. And that is shtika amanas lemeikat. Let's now start the Gemara inside. I'm Rabbi Chanina, Shosik amanas lemeikat. So, mefer afilo mikan v'adasar yamin. Okay, so let's say you're Shosik, but amanas lemeikat. To make her crazy. Okay, so I understand, right. So in the course of a relationship, a long-term relationship, otherwise known as marriage, so sometimes it happens, Rachmanis. The husband and wife are, you know, they make each other crazy. Okay, fine. And so over here, I'm Shosek, but really I'm an Asa Mekat, meaning giving the impression that I'm going to be Mekayim the Neder, but really my true intention is that I'm going to be made for the Neder. Okay. And I'm only doing so Lemekat, Lahaknit. Just to incite her. Okay. There is a very similar sugya in the Gemara Bava Metzia. So Gemara Bava Metzia talks about stealing amanas lemeikat. Okay, so if you remember the Gemara over there, it's very similar to our discussion over here. Obviously, not with nedarim, but with stealing, and that is, I take something from you not because I want to steal. I just want to make you crazy. And the Gemara over there has a discussion whether or not it registers as geneva, doesn't register as geneva. And yes, it's definitely important to wonder. In other words, are these two Gemaras related? Is the machlokas we're going to see in today's daf going to translate and connect to the Gemara over there in Bava Metzia? But anyway, but in case you're wondering, where is this expression coming from? And amanas lemeikat. So we have it here, and we have the Gemara in Bava Metzia as well. Okay. So, but we're going to be focusing today on nedarim. So Rabbi Chanina makes the following statement. It's rather a chiddush, and that is hashosek amanat lemeikat. So let's say you do that. You're quiet, but your intention to be quiet is simply, I'll be mefer later. Not now, but later. So according to Rabbi Chanina, you can be mefer, afilo mikan v'adasar yamim, even 10 days later. Okay. Now this part I've been struggling with. I struggled with it yesterday. I'm struggling with it and again today. In other words, I've been looking at this Gemara again and again. It's definitely a little bit, it's hard for me to fully understand how you're given a 10-day extension. But the basic idea, according to Rabbi Chanina, right? The pashas of Rabbi Chanina, I understand, but then to extend it another 10 days, it's a little bit challenging. Pashas, however, is the following. And that is that what you're doing when you're being shosek is that I'm not looking at being mekayimet now, nor am I looking to be mekayimet at the end of the day. In fact, I have every plan to be made for the neder, but later, at a later point in time. And all I'm doing right now is just stringing her along just to make her crazy. And the Gemara wants to know, does this register now as a non-kiyum?
How do you read his mind?
Huh?
How do you read his mind that he wants to...
Oh, no, he'll tell us later. No, there's no way we're going to be able to read his mind currently. He tells us later. That was his kavanah all along.
I mean, he's quiet as quiet. How do you know?
What? Right now, we don't know. Enachinami. We don't know right now what he's thinking, but he tells us later. This was my kavana when I was shows.
Maybe he told some
pizza. Or maybe he told somebody else at the time. Okay, it's fine.
If he told somebody else, he wasn't quiet.
It's an important question, but it's a practical question. Right now, just in terms of a category, does it exist? Does Shosek Amanas Lemeikat exist? So that's the question. It's not a question. Rabbi Chanina believes it does exist. There's this new category of shtika. Shtika Amanas Lemeikat. So therefore, and according to Rabbi Chanina, he's very clear. It's not a kiyum. And because it's not a kiyum, you could be mefer, even though you were shosek. And even though normally what happens when you're shosek, what do we know? And when the day's over, kiyum occurs automatically. Rabbi Chanina is now being mechadesh. That shosek, amanas lemeikat, that does not qualify as a kiyum. And you could be mefer at a later point in time. It's a chiddush. And all the Gemara is going to do now from here until the remainder of today's daf is not the remainder of the perek is challenge and challenge, not only challenge, by the way, but end up refuting. So let's go step by step. So Mesa Rava. So now we're going to go with a Brisa. Now this Brisa was definitely the Brisa of the 10th perek. We've seen this Brisa already numerous times. And so Baruch Hashem, at the end of the perek, we get to see it again. Amasai Amru Mesa Bal Nisrok Rosh Hashav. So with the husband dies, and what happens? So all the executive power goes back to the father. In other words, remember, now Rama Rasa, so it's a father and a husband. And now when the husband dies, so under certain circumstances, Rishus, all the executive decision, it goes to the father. So So let's say either, number one, the husband didn't hear. Oh, Shishama Vishasak, or he heard and he was quiet. Oh, Shishama Vehefer Umes Baba Yom. Or he was Shamea and he was Mefer on that day. Aval Shama Vikiyim. However, if the husband was Shamea and Mekayim, Oh, Shishama Vishasak Umes Baba Yom Shalacharav, or a day went by, so in Yachol HaHafer, under those circumstances now, the father cannot be Mefer. Meaning that it's true. Everything goes back to the father, but only if the husband didn't register a kiyum vote. But if the husband registered a kiyum vote and then he died, so then what the father can't do is he can't be mefer because the kiyum vote has been registered. Okay, good. I know it's complicated, but we did this earlier in the perek. And right now, all we want to do is just pinpoint one nekuda of the braisa. So when the braisa says, my love, v'shosik amanas lameka. Now, in the braisa case, what happened? The braisa describes it where he was shomea, and he was quiet, and he died the next day. And now, it presumably, when he was quiet, so what was his thought when he was quiet? So presumably, in other words, we don't know. The braisa doesn't say. So we're suggesting now that the thought was, I want to make her crazy. I want to make her crazy. And if that's true, what is the braisa telling us? Doesn't matter. In other words, even though your intention was Shomea Amanasa Mekat, it still is considered Shmia. The day goes by that's still considered Kiyum, and this would be a Kasha on Rabbi Chanina. Well, the Gemara says no, not necessarily. Shosek Amanasa Kayem. So no, what the Bryce is describing is that he was quiet in order to be Mekayim. Ihachi Shama Vekayim. So the Gemara says, okay, but the Bryce already covered that. The Bryce, as one of the examples gave, is that he was Shomea Vekayim. So the Gemara says, okay, but we do have another category of shtika. Remember, in the introduction, how many categories of shtika we had even before Rabbi Chanina came. So we had three categories of shtika. So it could be that the shtika of the Braisa is talking about Shosik Stam. He didn't have an opinion one way or another. And then the day goes by, default it becomes the Kiyum. That's what the Braisa is describing. So not necessarily Kasha on Rabbi Chanina. Meisav Rav Chista, let's do this again. Chomer Behekem, Mi Behefer, Behefer, Mi Behekem. So here the Braisa does its classic operation of compare and contrast. Okay, Hakama, Hafara, Nu, let's put the two side by side. Let's see how they fare side by side to one another. So Chomer Behekem, so the Hakama has a Chomer. What's a Chomer? The Shashtika Mekayemis and Ushtika Mevatelis. Sorry, V'ein Shtika Mevatelis. So Kiyam Belibo Kiyam, Hefer Belibo Einu Mufar. So when you're shosake, so that serves as a kiyum. However, shtika is not going to be mevatel, the neder. Kiyem belibo, that serves as a kiyum. Kiyem, I'm sorry, kiyem belibo kiyem. Hefer belibo in a mufar. But if you are just mefer in your heart, and you only have a kavana to be mefer, so in a mufar, so that the hafar does not work. Okay. So, the kiyim and yachol hafer, hafer and yachol lekayim. And again, I know we said this earlier, but as I mentioned, the Gemara says a beferish. Once you register your vote, that's it. You logged in your vote. You cannot recant your vote. Now, ketani shashtika mes kayemes. Okay, now, in a moment, I'm going to come back to the Bryce. I'm going to explain some points of the Bryce a little bit better. But meanwhile, the Gemara, again, is sitting on what happened in the Bryce, shtika mes kayemes. That when you're shosake, that creates a kiyim. Now, my love is shosik, I'm not lameka. Now, again, the braisa doesn't say, but we're going to assume what was he thinking when he was shosik? It doesn't matter what he was thinking. Meaning, even if he was thinking, I'm going to be quiet, but only just to incite her, just to make her crazy, it doesn't matter. Still, shtika is going to be qualified as a kiyum. So the Gemara, and if that's true, once again, Kasha and Rabbi Chanina. So the Gemara says, lo, shosik, I'm not lekayim. The Gemara says, no, it was Shosik Amanas Lekayim. So Kiyim Belib, Hainu Kiyim Belibo Kiyim. So the Gemara says, okay, but once again, the Braisa already covered that. The Braisa already mentioned that if you're Mekayim Belibo, that's a Kiyim. So the Gemara says, Ela B'Shosik Stam. So once again, the Gemara says, okay, when the Braisa introduces us to Shtika, what the Braisa meant was he had no thought whatsoever. Not to be Mekayim, not to be Mefer, show six time. Okay. In the Braisa, one of the things mentioned is that if you are Mekayim Belibo, that works. If you're Mefer Belibo, it doesn't work. Okay. The Gemara doesn't explain why. The Ran does. Let's see the Ran together. Ayin Tesem and Aleph, second Ran, third Ran. On the, it's the second line down. Hefer Belibo Nemufer, Achiosi Bisfasov. Okay. Vinir Beinai. So why should it be? Meaning, again, right now in the Gemara itself, just to make sure that we're clear in terms of what our goal is today, Rabbi Chanina says that Shosik Amanas LaMekat does not qualify as a Kiyum. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Chanina. And what we're doing right now is going back and forth. Is he right? Is he not right? That's what we're trying to, that's our goal. That's our objective for today. But in the meantime, however, what we did is we quoted a Braisa. Braisa comparing and contrasting Kiyum and Hafara. Kiyum you could do Belave, and Hafara you can't do Belave. The Braisa said it really clearly. Question is why? We're reading the Ran together. The Ran writes, Nirabe Naidi Afinala Mishtika Diyom Shamoshi Mekayemis. Why is Kiyum Belave work? So the Ran says, I'll tell you why. Because let's just stay in the halach of Kiyum. What happens when you don't respond and a day goes by? So what happens? Neder sustained. The Ran says, why? Why is it that you're quiet, a day goes by, and the neder sustained? So let's listen to the words of the Ran. The time am I, mishum dekeh mishavar yom shmiah v'lo hefer, gali adaita shirotza b'kiyum o'shal neder. Beautiful. Because what's going to happen when the day is over is kiyum. In other words, your silence is going to be interpreted by the end of the day that we've had over here, a kiyum ha-neder. Beautiful. So I'm a kosher believer, l'kayim osagi. So that already tells us, meaning the Torah is telling us that because the day went by and because you didn't say anything, that's interpreted as a kiyum. It's a kiyum believe. Exactly. Kiyum believe works. That's what the Torah is telling us, that at the end of the day when you were quiet and it serves as a kiyum, it's because kiyum believe works. The yayiv le rechman kol ha'u yum ala afar mishum da arva shimsha l'muchach midi shiye rotz l'kayim d'doma basar hachim eferla. And what the Torah basically does is it basically gives you time. Meaning, right decisions don't need to be made immediately. And, you know, maybe as a recommendation, they shouldn't be made immediately. Okay, but here, the Torah gives people time to make a decision. So, you're given to the end of the day. And so now you have the end of the day to decide. So now you're mulling it over. So, kevan debaser daite belachur azlinan. I'm sorry. Dekevan debaser daite azlinan. So the, And basically what we're looking to do is see what your das is. So if you weren't mefer by the end of the day, well, if you're mekayim immediately, we know what your das is. And if you're mefer immediately, we know what your das is. But you're mulling it over, now the day's over, and you didn't say anything, and the Torah says, the neder's mekuyam. What the Torah is telling us is that your kiyum belev has now been registered. Okay, good.
It's like,
okay, fine. Now, yes, okay, good. Now, umina, the choshekhaim belibo, kaim la'alta, the havale ki'ilu, avar yom shmiah. And now the Ran says that's exactly what the Gemara is doing now. It's taking that principle, but it's just simply moving it up. Let's say your shtika is a shtika of kiyum. Meaning, right now, I want to be I'm shosek and being mekayim immediately, meaning that's your kavana. And again, how do we know? How do other people know? Okay, it's an important question, but it's more of a practical question. But conceptually speaking, if you're shosek for immediate kiyum, that would work as well.
You couldn't be made for. You can't change.
And correct. And then at that point in time, you can't change. V'chi amrin ha'cha afer b'liboy nefer dafka d'lama lo t'liach li aval hechadam la sagi ukejikiz kesiv nela'el. And then the Ran says, I do want to remind what I said back on Ayin Dalet, right? Remember on Ayin Dalet what happened? She made a neder. Now the Ayin Dalet Gemara was talking about on Shabbos, but still, it's the basic idea is she made a neder. I'm not drinking wine. And then you don't say I'm being made for the neder, but what you did is you gave her a cup of wine and said, here, enjoy, right? And what did we say back then? That's a form of hafara. Even though you didn't say the words hafara, But in other words, but you gave her a cup of wine. You said, here, here's a cup of wine. And you're thinking this is going to be my version of hafara. I'm basically telling her no. No to the neder. And I didn't say the word hafara. But the Ran says, what the Ran's reminding us is that that's not considered hafar shebelev. Because you said the words, take this cup of wine, drink the cup of wine. That is tantamount to saying, I'm being made for the neder. Okay. So, but in other words, but hafara shebelev, if all you're doing is thinking hafara, that in of itself is not going to be sufficient. Where are we right now in the Gemara? So the Gemara is dunning on Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina says that Shosek Amanasa Mekat is not qualified as a shtika, and it's therefore not going to be a kiyum, not by the end of the day. And whether or not the position of Rabbi Chanina is a defensible position or not. Good. We quoted a Braisa. We thought the Braisa may enlighten us on whether Rabbi Chanina is right or wrong. The Gemara deflected. Ashkechan chomer behekem mi behefer hefer mi behekem in alan. Now as far as a chomer by hakama over afara, the Gemara says done, established. We know that already. Meaning we just covered that. What is a chomer by hafara over hakama? Now the Gemara uses the words minalan, but the Ran points out over here minalan is not. We're not looking for a source. We're just looking for an example. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan nishal na hekem nishal ma la hefer. I already gave away the answer earlier, but it's fine. In other words, it's because you know I read ahead. So the Gemara says the chomer by hafara is that you can't be shal on hafara. You registered a hafara vote. At a later point in time, you want to retract, I'm not retractable. You were made for it, that's it. Neder's done. Hakama, on the other hand, you can be shoal. Mesiv Rav Kahana, so here we are once again. This is going to be round three today. Rabbi Chanina says, Shosek Amanas Lemekat is not qualified as a shmia, and does not qualify as a shtika, and at a later point in time, you want to be made for it, go for it. It's not a shtika. You're just doing it to make her crazy. So the Gemara now, for a third time, is going to see whether or not this is a supportable position. So Rav Kahana cites the following: Ve'machareish yachareish laisha, shosek amanat lemeka akasam adaber. Okay, so he's quiet, and even though the Torah does not tell us what he's thinking, but the Braisa does. The Braisa says, "Why is he quiet? He just wants to make her crazy." And ata omer b'shosek amanat lemeka adaweinu ela. Now, how do I know that? Meaning, it can't just simply be b'shosek amnas l'kayim, meaning that he's quiet to be mekayim. So the Gemara says, k'shu amr ki hechrish la, we have an additional pasuk of ki hechrish la. So are b'shosek amnas l'kayim, that kosem edaber. That already was talking about shosek amnas l'kayim. So ma ani mekayim im hechrish yachrish la isha, the redundancy of the pasuk. So the Gemara says, sh'b'shosek amnas l'meket kosem edaber. Okay, so it means that The extra pasuk is coming to tell me that not only when you're shosek l'kayim, that qualifies as a kiyum, but even if you're shosek al manas l'mekat, that still will qualify as a kiyum by the end of the day. All right, so what just happened? The Braisa couldn't be any clearer. The Braisa says that shosek al manas l'mekat does, in fact, by the end of the day, end up becoming a kiyum. And now, what do we do with Rabbi Chanina? The Gemara has no choice, tiyufta. So this really refutes Rabbi Chanina. So velukem habishosik amnas lekayim vahabishosik stam. So the Gemara says, well, you know, I'm a little bit confused by the Braisa. What happened in the Braisa? We had two psukim. So we noted it's a redundancy. You were quiet, and the Torah describes again. You're quiet. Two phrases in the psukim that describe it, and so we need to do something with that redundancy. What do we do with it? So we say in the Braisa, one is shosik amnas lemekam. Right, shosek al manas l'kayim, and the other one was shosek al manas l'mekat. The Gemara says, why did the Braisa do the following? V'lukim, habishosek al manas l'kayim, and habishosek stam. Look, as we already pointed out at the beginning of today's daf, how many categories of shtika are there? Even before Rabbi Chanina, there are three categories of shtika. So I have two psukim. How about this? One is shosek L'kayim, the other one is shosek stam. And then shosek amanas l'mekat, maybe the Torah is not addressing that at all. So the Gemara says, kray yisei riksiva. So the Gemara says, when all said and done, we have not a redundancy, but an extra redundancy. In other words, there are three phrases in the Torah describing the husband's silence. And so therefore, now that we have three phrases in the Pesukim, so now we're going to have to interpret like this. One is, Shosik Amanas Lekayim. Two is, Shosik Stam. And three is going to be, Shosik Amanas Lemekat. That's really what the Bryce is contending with. Okay. Comes out now, the Rabbi Chanina's position is really hard to defend. In fact, the Gemara challenges it. In fact, the Gemara now is going to pile on. Mesiv Rava, so Rava now is going to be challenging. And the Ron points out over here, once the Gemara arrives at a Tiyufta, that usually is the end of the discussion. What does Tiyufta mean? The position's refuted. That's it. It's not a defensible position. So why is the Gemara now piling on? So the Ron writes over here that, you know, it's possible that we could find an answer for the previous Brisa. By the way, I'm thinking about it. It really is hard. Meaning the Brisa is beferish. Maybe just simply means that maybe the Brisa is not authoritative, whatever the case is. Meaning in the event that you can find some sort of response for the previous Brisa, so the Gemara says this also is going to be challenging to him as well. Mesa Rav Nadra, Im Chashecha Meferla Achelo Chashcha, She'im Lo Hefer V'Chashcha Ini Yechola Hafer. So you remember, we discussed this also earlier in this perek, and that is that she makes a neder on Shabbos, right? Around Shal Shudas time, she's making a neder. So now what do? You're made for the neder with the balance of Shabbos, with the remaining time of Shabbos that you have. There's no way for you to be able to extend the neder. No way. And because you can't extend the neder, so therefore, even if it's not a Shabbos-related neder, you could be made for it through the balance of Shabbos. Meaning you can, you should, if you want to be made for it. But you can't extend it. So am I... So shosik amanat v'lahave shosik amanat lemekat. So the Gemara says, now, if we can invoke Rabbi Chanina's principle, what did Rabbi Chanina tell us? Rabbi Chanina said that if I'm being shosik, but just to make her crazy, and Rabbi Chanina says that that doesn't register as a shtika, and therefore you can mefer at a later point in time, why don't you use exactly this maneuver? Why not on Shabbos be shosik Amanas Lemekat, which according to Rabbi Chanina, extends your ability to be mefer even after Shabbos is over. And if that's true, so then there shouldn't be an allowance to be mefer on Shabbos itself. Remember, the Gemara earlier said, if we can, we'd like to avoid Hafara on Shabbos, but it's unavoidable. But if it were be avoidable, so then we should postpone it and delay the Hafara until after Shabbos is over. So the Gemara says Tiyufta. So once again, by virtue of the fact that there's no way to delay and postpone, so what does it mean? It means that if you're shosik, it doesn't matter what your intentions are. You only have to the end of the day. And Rabbi Chanina, once again, seems to be refuted. Meisav Rav Ashi Yodei Ani Sheyesh Nedar Maval Ani Yodei Sheyesh Mafirin Yafer. We have a Mishnah coming up later on in the Masechta. All right, one of the last opim of the Masechta. A person says the following. I knew there's a concept called Nadarim. I didn't know I have an ability to be made for the Neder. So Yafir. So under those circumstances, what the husband could do is that he could be made for, even though he heard about the Neder days earlier, weeks earlier. In other words, even though he was quote unquote on the clock, but because he didn't know about his authority, his power of Hafara, so therefore it only begins when he learns about Hafara. So what if, let's say we were to reverse it. Let's say the husband knows about this concept of Afara. He just didn't know that this was a neder. So machlokas tanaim, whether or not he could be mefer, not be mefer. And when we get to this machlokas later on, we'll explain it even better. So the Gemara says, now, if Rabbi Chanina is right, Rabbi Chanina says that when you're shosik, but only for the purposes of making her crazy, you can be mefer even after a lengthy shtika. So if that's true, why don't we describe it the way the Mishnah just did? Meaning the Mishnah says, Yodei ani sheyesh nedarim, aval ein yodei sheyesh mafirin. So if Rabbi Chanina is right, Rabbi Chanina should fit into the Mishnah. So lehavik keshosek amanas lemekat, so tiyufta. So the Gemara says, once again, another refutation on the Shita Rabbi Chanina. Hadron Lach Nara Marasa, that is the end of the 10th parak of the Masechta. It's very easy to recap. What Rabbi Chanina tried to do for the beginning of today's daf, right? We've gone now 30 minutes into today's daf. So what Rabbi Chanina tried to do is introduce this new category of shtika, meaning shtika, amenas lekayem, works. Shtika, and by the end of the day, I'll figure it out, and if he doesn't say anything, that works as well. That sustains the neder. Shtika with no intention whatsoever, that shtika is shtika stam, that also serves as a kiyum by the end of the day. What Rabbi Chanina is trying to argue is that if you're shoseg, but only with the plans of, I'll be mefer later, at a later point in time. So then, according to Rabbi Chanina, you get an extension. Because that's not going to qualify as a, it's not going to qualify as a shtika. It doesn't even, it barely qualifies as a shmia. And Rabbi Chanina says that if you're shosik, I'm an asla mekat. So then, at a later point in time, you could be mefer. That's Rabbi Chanina's position. And the Gemara, five rounds, three of them ended in a knockout. Usually after the first knockout, we made this point already. Usually after the first knockout, that's it. You know, the match is over. But five rounds, three of them ended in a knockout, and the Gemara ends up refuting the Shita Rabbi Chanina. Okay, let's begin the 11th parak of the Masechta. Eilin Darm Shu Mefer. No. That was the second point of the Mishnah, and that was not, the Gemara was not dunning on that part of the Mishnah vis-a-vis Rabbi Chanina. It was the first part of the Mishnah where he didn't know about Hafara.
But that's
a separate. The Mishnah has two points. The Mishnah, he knows it was a neder. He didn't know about Hafara.
That you could be Mefer.
So then later you could be Mefer. And then you know about Hafara, but you didn't know that it was a neder.
Right.
The Gemara, when challenging Rabbi Chanina, was going on the Reisha, not on the Seifa. Meaning on the idea that you knew it was a neder, but you didn't know about the Hafara. And what the Gemara wants to know is, well, once I have Rabbi Chanina, even if I did know about the Hafara, but I could still extend it anyway, because I could be shoseik amen aslameka. Okay. Eilin Nedarm Shu Mefer. Okay. Husband has the ability to be made for the wife, the Nedarm of his wife. Okay. I know we spent an entire parak talking about it. So what is there more to discuss? The nature of the Nedar. Meaning not all Nedarim are the same. The ability for a husband to be made for the Neder will depend on what kind of Neder we're talking about.
And, wouldn't it come first? Okay. I mean, only from the point of view is, if you can't be made for the Neder, then why even have the conversation about
well,
it?
Well, I mean, in terms of rolling out information, I mean, every bit of information is critical. First of all, who could be made for? In other words, this is classic style of the Mishnah. Who can be mefer? What can they be mefer? They're both critical. Eilin Darim Shuhu Mefer. Dvarim Sheish Bahaminu Nefesh. Okay. So, as far as what qualifies as a neder, that a husband can be mefer, so it has to be something which is subject to Inu Nefesh, something that is going to cause her pain. So, im erchatz, im lo erchatz, and the Mishnah gives the following example. If I bathe, if I don't bathe. Now, im erchatz, im lo erchatz is not the neder. What is that? It's a tanai. In other words, it's basically she's putting in a condition that will trigger the neder. Now, it doesn't matter which way she's going to trigger. Either I bathe and the neder will be off, the neder will be set into motion. I don't bathe today, the neder is going to be set into motion. Okay? A little bit unclear to me why the Mishnah has to give an example where a condition was set in. Why not just simply give the example of a neder? Okay, either way. Im es kasheit, im lo es kasheit. Same thing as well. I'm gonna put on makeup. I'm not gonna put on makeup. So Amar of Yossi ein elu nidre inu nefesh. So as far as bathing is concerned, as far as putting on makeup is concerned, that is not considered inui nefesh. Okay. The Gemara is going to be discussing in more detail this machlokas between Tanakam and Rav Yossi. We will come back to that. In the meantime, however, Elohei nidre inui nefesh. So, Rav Yossi goes on. Well, what's an example of inui nefesh? I'm not eating fruit. That qualifies as inu and nefesh. It could be mefer. Peres midin azu alai. Yavli midin acheres. However, if you're only going to be prohibiting fruit that's domestic, so fine. So what you could do is you can import, and so that doesn't qualify as inu and nefesh. Peres chenvani ze alai. Any yachol lahafer. Vim lo isa parnasa so elam imenu. Hareze yafer. If let's say she says, I'm no longer going to that particular store, I'm done with that store. So that is not qualified Zinu Nefesh because obviously there are other stores. However, if the only account you have is with that store, so then that would be considered Inu Nefesh. So Divrei Rabbi Yossi, and that is the position of Rabbi Yossi. Okay, we will come back to the machlokas between the Tanakam and Rav Yossi. What exactly is Inu Nefesh? What isn't Inu Nefesh? So what is happening over here is that the Mishnah is introducing the type of neder that the husband can be mefer, and that is only going to be that of Inu Nefesh. So Nidre Inu Nefesh Ud Mefer Shein Bahem Inu Nefesh Ein Mefer Vatanya. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. Meaning, we seem to be missing an entire category from the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, here are the things that a husband can be made for. And then the Mishnah focused on one category. Inui nefesh. Things that will cause her pain. Things that will distress her. And meanwhile, there's another category altogether. And that is the following price of Atanya. Anything that's beino levena, so the husband can be made for as well. Amre, halein v'halein mefer. So in the yeshiva, they said like this. The Mishnah's right, and of course the Brisa's right. Elu ve'elu, meaning not usually. I have a machlokis, and both sides of the machlokis is right. But in other words, both categories are correct. So halein v'halein mefer. Miu, inu nefesh mefer la'olam, aval ein bahem inu nefesh. Whether we're going to read the parentheses, not read the parentheses, but still there's going to be a basic difference between these categories. When it comes to a nedra inu nefesh, and the husband's made for the nidre inu nefesh, so that's it. In other words, the neder now has been obliterated. It has been wiped out. And even if the marriage does not last, the neder is gone. Masha ain kain if it's dvarim shebeino levena. If it is a neder that's going to affect the relationship, later we will give examples of what that means. If it's a neder that affects the relationship, and he's made for the neder, so the hafara is only going to be for the duration of the marriage. After the marriage is over, the neder comes back. So dvarim she'ein bahem inui nefesh ki megarish lo chay la'ala, so v'hatanan. So the Gemara says, I'm sorry. So and if it's inui nefesh ki megarish lo chay la'ala, so v'hatanan, we have the following Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, Yafer, the shem yigarshenu ute asur alom. So Amaki Megarishla Mefala Mi Kare Havi Hafara. It sounds like over here that the Hafara would be a permanent Hafara. So Amre Halein Valein Havi Hafara. So the Gemara says, no, I'm sorry. Both are going to be a Hafara, both categories of Inu Nefesh and Dvarim Shabeno Levina. Ela Nidra Inu Nefesh Mefer Bein Latzmo Bein Lacherim. So ein b'hem inui nefesh latzmo mefer and lacherim in a mefer. So v'hachik tani el darim shu mefer bein latzmo bein lacherim the darim sheish b'hem inui nefesh. So the Gemara just simply sharpens the distinction between the two categories, and that is that when it comes to inui nefesh, so when a husband's mefer, so you're right, his ability to be mefer is going to be not permanent hafara, meaning after the marriage is over. So that's it. The neder does in fact come back. However, by inui nefesh, if he's made for it, he's going to be made for it not only vis-a-vis himself, but vis-a-vis everybody. In other words, it is going to be, the neder is going to be totally knocked out. However, dvarim shebeino levena, So his ability to be mefer is only going to be between him and her. But it will not extend beyond him and her. Meaning that neder will exist vis-a-vis anybody else. Which is why, when he's megar, if he were to be megarisher, so that neder would exist even outside the context of the marriage, because it exists to other people as well. Last part we're going to go over tomorrow. We'll explain a little bit better tomorrow. Anyway, let's quickly recap our daf today. So in the first part of today's daf, so we spent the entirety of the first half of today's daf going over what is a chiddush of Rabbi Chanina, your show sake. However, you have every intention to be made for the neder. You're just waiting. In other words, you're not going to be mekayim. You're not going to be mekayim. But so then why are you quiet right now? Because right now, Rachmanis, you want to make her crazy. Okay? And the Gemara, it goes without saying, the Gemara is not endorsing, the Gemara is not condoning. It just happens to be that we want to know from a halachi category, does such a thing exist in halacha? Where you're shosik amanasa mekat, and does that now, can you basically push off the kiyum and be made for a later point in time? Rabbi Chanina has the following chiddush, and that is that yes. In other words, that will be a brand new category. And under those circumstances, you can't, you can at a later point in time be mefer. The Gemara spent the entirety of the Amud Aleph of today's daf, the remaining, the balance of the 10th parak of the Masechta, litigating whether this position is correct or not. At the end, the Gemara knocks it out. Nope, doesn't exist. Meaning when your show's taken, the day's over, so then the neder is mekuyim. Your intention was is that you're going to be mefer at a later point in time. Doesn't matter. Once your show's sake, the ned was mekuyim. Then, we opened up the 11th and final parak of the Masechta, in which, what did we discuss? Which nedarim can a husband be mefer? And the Mishnah points to inui nefesh. We have a machlokas tanayim between the Chacham and Rav Yossi. What exactly is going to qualify as inui nefesh? And then what the Gemara introduces us is that there's category number two. Category number two is dvarim shebeino levina. In category number two, so dvarim shebeino levina, husband can be made for that as well, right? Not as beferish in the pasuk as inui nefesh, but still. What's the difference between the two of them? So the Gemara notes the difference between the two of them is that dvarim of inui nefesh, when he's made for it vis-a-vis everybody. When it comes to dvarim shebeino levina, he's only made for it vis-a-vis himself, not legabe acherim. Okay.